like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
I'm very happy to discuss Silver Linings Playbook.
Everyone seems to have fallen in love with this movie, starring Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
It's billed as a comedy. I didn't think it was funny.
Look, it is better described as a dramedy, which is a combination of a comedy and a drama.
It makes you think it's a serious movie. It starts off with Bradley Cooper getting out of a mental institution. He almost beat to death a guy. He is taking his medication. He doesn't want to because it makes him foggy. So you think this is going to be a setup for something that looks at mental illness, because he's bipolar, looks at mental illness in a way that really tries to humanize it and explain it. It does that for 30 minutes. At the end, you're like watching Dancing with the Stars.
The very thing I like about it is open to criticism. I like the fact that these are quirky, eccentric, right down to dad. Robert De Niro's character is obsessed about the Philadelphia Eagles. They all have interesting, quirky sides to them.
No, and I don't have a problem with quirk.
But it doesn't have to be laugh out loud. It's not one of the last movies that Bradley Cooper was in, Hangover. It's not that.
I realize that, but it didn't do anything for me. I'm saying it was unrealistic.
But I don't have to laugh, and you don't have to laugh.
No,
to
but
be
the
amused.
Story has to make sense. This whole dance competition and their betting and the doctor. Okay, there's this whole like storyline with Bradley Cooper's psychiatrist. All of a sudden, he's at his house
You're
and they're
good.
Friends.
You're good.
And
that is a weak.
Come on, that's
All
what
right?
I'm here to do, right? In what world does a psychiatrist who's treating a guy who was in a mental institution for almost beating a man to death, in what world does that doctor become close friends with this guy and all of a sudden shows up at his house and they're watching a game together and it made no sense.
Well, and the characterization of the Indian doctor with stereotype is awful.
The movie was schizophrenic. It was. There was no identity.
Well done. They started on the usual screwball comedy where they hate each other. And then they're drawn to each other, which is part of the formula.
Here's my problem, and I think this oftentimes is my issue with not just movies, but things in life. You could really go in depth with who these people are and how the two of them come together and be healthier people. And honestly, I don't understand it. I don't get where the dance competition comes from.
But this is not meant to be One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Well, you know what? You hear Bradley Cooper talk about this in press junkets, and he's acting like this is like, grateful
because
for this.
A Georgetown grad.
Really grateful. Oh, please, John. I'm grateful for this opportunity to really, you know, bring awareness about mental illness. Like, no, you're not, dude.
No.
That's not what this movie is about at all.
No. I go wherever David O. Russell wants me to go. And if he wants to take a fairly weighty subject of a couple of disturbed people and make it amusing while yet keeping dignity, and I think that's one of the things the film does very well. You're not looking down at these people for being crazed. What you are doing is kind of peering around the corner. And that's what I think the genius of the film is, that it takes what you have described very well as a serious subject and lightened it a bit.
I hope this doesn't make it look like it's okay to, because Bradley Cooper stops, it's okay to stop taking your medication.
But as you know, movies always do this.
I know, but
they
that's why.
They always take it and romanticize it. Certainly one of the finest romantic comedies I've seen in a long time.
They could have done it in such a more realistic way.
But you can't demand that of a
sure
comedy.
I can.
Of a romantic comedy and
it's
much
not
less
a
of
romantic
a drama.
Comedy. You and I totally disagree on this one. It is not a romantic comedy. I'm not saying it's an awful movie. I just think I was disappointed.
And I very much respect it. And that's what It's Movie Time is all about, is differences of opinion.
Mine's right.
I wonder now what your grade for this will be. I can't guess. Go ahead. Carolyn.
I feel like I can't give it a grade.
Oh, because
now
you
I'm
can.
Worked. No, because John, now I'm worked up because you liked it so much and I didn't like it. And you're trying to say the genius of this movie, meaning like because I don't understand it. So I'm not giving it a grade.
Oh, you're okay. I'm giving it an A.
You can't do that. You really are giving this an A?
Yes, it's one of the best movies of the year. And
have you
what do
taken
you know?
Your medication today?
What do you know? It's one of the 9 nominated movies.
Well, this is all about people who are hoity-toity, who think they know about films. I'm just your average girl who likes to watch movies. I don't know anything about anything else except for what I like and what I don't. And this didn't make sense.
You know something? You are not an average girl.
I'll give that an A. It's Movie Time is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online, gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.